A Minute of Mayhem.com presentation.
Hello, Royal Family Event Planning. To whom am I speaking?
Charlie Sheen.
Ah, Mr. Sheen, yes. How are you, sir?
Winning.
Of course. We did receive a large box marked crack that you sent as a wedding gift, sir.
Genuine. It's crystal and it's pure.
Purely out of curiosity, sir, how would you address Prince William and Miss Middleton?
To smoking hotties.
Sir, if you're calling about attending the ceremony, I'm afraid all of the invitations have been spoken for, sir. It's going to be quite a crowd.
So I have real fame. They have nothing. They have zero.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but there simply are no more in...
Bull-S-H-I...
That's quite enough, sir.
There's a new sheriff in town.
On that subject, sir, might I point out that some $32 million has been spent on security?
You're going to need it.
I have a feeling we will, yes, sir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to bid a fond farewell to our good friend Hubert J. Schlafly, the inventor of the teleprompter. In accordance with Hubert's wishes, we will now scroll his coffin into the ground. We pray that... Can we just skip to the end? I've already read that part, thank you. We pray that his friends and loved ones will be comforted in this time of great despair, and that word of his demise will not leave news anchors or our president completely speechless. Thank you.
President Obama has been hammered by his critics for relying too much on a teleprompter.
When the teleprompter's breaking down.
A very awkward moment during a speech this morning will not help matters at all.
When the teleprompter's breaking down.
The president's troubles with the teleprompter, well, they don't seem just to go away.
In addition to John, I just noticed that I jumped the gun here. Go ahead and move it up.
Well,
I'd already introduced all you guys.
It costs when if you gave treatment early, and they got some treatment and a breathalyzer or an inhalator, not a breathalyzer. All right, okay.
Well,
all right, okay.
Oh, baby, I'm worried. It's very scary. A speech I can't carry when my teleprompter's breaking down. It's very scary. A speech I can't carry when my teleprompter's breaking down.
He always needs the script in his hands.
When my teleprompter's breaking down.
We can have a debate back and forth.
When my teleprompter's breaking down.
We traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
It would cost us about the same as it would cost for about... Hold on one second. I can't hear myself.
He's got a backup. He's got another one on the right side, but if the one on the left side goes down, if both of them goes down...
A very awkward moment during a speech this morning will not help matters at all.
It's very scary. A speech I can't carry when my teleprompter's breaking down.
Well, Barack Obama's had another problem
scary,
with his teleprompter.
A speech I can't carry when my teleprompter's breaking down.
What am I going to tell the president when I tell him his teleprompter is broken? What will he do then?
You know, Barack Obama's got to learn, you can't make the teleprompter mad. Sometimes it slows down, sometimes it just sort of stumbles, sometimes it moves ahead.
Thank you very much.